News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A day after the farmers' rally in Delhi descended into chaos as a section of protesting farmers broke prior agreement with the Delhi police and indulged in violence and hooliganism, Union Minister Prakash Javadekar on Wednesday said that India would not tolerate the tricolour being insulted at Red Fort. The BJP accused the Congress of inciting violence during the farmers' tractor rally on January 26 and claimed that those who have lost in elections are working to vitiate the atmosphere in the country. The party also alleged that the Congress has always worked to incite farmers during the ongoing agitation. The opposition party cannot escape its responsibility as it is in power in Punjab, said Javadekar, adding that the state government should have arrested criminal elements as a preventive measure as people drove their tractors from there to the protest venue in Delhi. The minister referred to tweets from some Congress handles that had lauded the rally on Wednesday and also to prior remarks of some farmer leaders to hit out at them for the violence in which, he noted, over 400 police personnel were injured. Javadekar hit out at Rahul Gandhi, alleging he had always worked to provoke protesters and denounced violence only after it had drawn nationwide condemnation. The Congress is desperate and frustrated, said Javadekar, adding that communist parties are also in the same state. These parties want violence and unrest in the country at any cost so that they could exploit it, he claimed. The Congress wants to create a situation of unrest in the country. This is what is left of the Congress's politics. It is worried as to what will happen to its family-based politics, he said. Javadekar said that farmers of other states have not supported the agitation, adding that the three contentious farm laws have only given tillers more options. The Congress knows it and does not want any resolution to be reached between protesting farmer unions and the government, he said. Vaishali Dalmia, the daughter of former BCCI chief Jagmohan Dalmia, on Wednesday said that she believed BCCI President Saurav Ganguly, who was admitted to the Apollo Gleneagles Hospital after complaining of chest pains, is perfectly all right and he will be released from the hospital sooner rather than later. Former Indian cricket team skipper Ganguly went for a checkup of his cardiac situation on Wednesday and his vital parameters are stable, said the medical bulletin issued by the hospital. He's perfectly all right. I spoke to him. He is good, he's looking quite relaxed, he's not at all uncomfortable. The doctors were there. They are monitoring him, he's looking quite healthy. And I hope everything is going to be okay, Vaishali told reporters in Kolkata. Doctors are doing some tests and after that he will be released soon. He's the number one person in West Bengal. And if anything happens to him, the doctors take special care of him, she added. Ganguly will be admitted under Dr. Aftab Khan and will be kept under observation for now. Stents will be implanted on his arteries by conducting angioplasty procedure. Only after a four-member medical board constituted for his treatment feels the need to do so. The news has come weeks after Ganguly underwent coronary angioplasty at the Woodlands Hospital after experiencing a sudden blackout and chest pain. The former India cricketer was at the gym when he had faced the issue, post which he got in touch with his family doctor, who asked him to rush to the hospital at the earliest. As the news of Saurav's hospital admission once again started pouring in, his fans and well-wishers from across the world began wishing for his speedy recovery. Well-known personalities started making a beeline to the hospital to stand beside his family, and all of them expressed satisfaction over the way doctors attended to him promptly in making him stable. The Supreme Court on Wednesday declined to grant interim protection from any coercive action to Ali Abbas Zafar, director of the web series Tandav, and others seeking quashing of FIRs against them for allegedly hurting religious sentiments of Hindus and issued notices to Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and other states on their pleas. Observing that freedom of speech and expression is not absolute and is subject to restrictions, the top court said Zafar, Amazon Prime India head Aparna Purohit, producer Himanshu Mehra, the show's writer Gaurav Solanki, and actor Mohammad Zeeshan Ayub may seek bail from courts concerned in the FIRs lodged in connection with the web series. A bench comprising Justices Ashok Bhushan, R. Subhash Reddy and M. R. Shah, hearing as many as three separate petitions on behalf of the makers and others connected to the web series, issued notices to UP, MP, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Bihar and Delhi and the police officers probing the complaints. The petitioners have sought either quashing or clubbing of the FIRs lodged in several states on various grounds, including that the objectionable scenes have already been removed from the political thriller. We cannot use the power under Section 482 CRPC, which is the power of courts to quash the criminal case. We are not inclined to grant interim protection, said the bench at the fag end of the hearing conducted through video conferencing. A battery of senior lawyers, Falias Nariman, Mukul Rohatgi, Siddharth Luthra and Siddharth Agrawal, represented Zafar and others. They primarily sought relief as granted to TV anchors Arnab Goswami and Amish Devgan in criminal cases, saying the cases lodged in various states against them be clubbed and they be granted interim protection from arrest, otherwise they will be made to run from one place to another in the country for the same alleged offence. At the end of the day, this is a single offence. If a murder is reported for 100 times, then there cannot be 100 offences. It is a genuine innocent case. Every day there is an FIR. Where will a man go? At least club them in one place, Rohatgi argued. In response to a question as to why the pleas have not been filed in a high court, Nariman said that FIRs have been filed in several states and the number is rising every day. Agrawal, appearing for Ayub, defended the alleged objectionable part of the web series, saying that as an actor, he has no artistic control over dialogues spoken by him. You cannot take up a role without reading the script. You cannot play a role hurting religious sentiments of others, the bench remarked. Rohatgi said petitioners needed protection as they might be arrested by six different state polices. People are now offended by everything. The petitioners reside in Bombay. Why will they go to different states? In Arnab Goswami case, the court had said that violation of 19(1)(a) could allow us to approach the Supreme Court, he said, adding that the freedom of speech and expression is the most zealously guarded right. Even though the right to freedom of speech and expression is not absolute, the petitioners should not be subjected to this kind of harassment, Luthra argued, and referred to judgments to highlight the argument that there cannot be more than one FIR for the same allegation. The series is an analytical series about political issues, social issues. Even though there was no objectionable content, we removed them after complaints. People, when they see the series on the OTT platform, they consent to see it, the senior lawyer said. The bench said that it cannot decide under writ jurisdiction whether any offence is made out or not. Earlier, the Bombay High Court had granted a transit pre-arrest bail to Zafar, Purohit, Mehra and Solanki, against whom a case was registered in Lucknow for allegedly hurting religious sentiments through the web series. At least three FIRs have been lodged against the makers and artists of Tandav in Uttar Pradesh, at Lucknow, Greater Noida and Shahjahanpur for the alleged inappropriate depiction of UP police personnel, deities and adverse portrayal of a character playing the role of Prime Minister in the show. Similar FIRs have been lodged against people associated with the making and airing of the web series in states like MP, Maharashtra and Karnataka. Tandav, a 9-episode political thriller starring Bollywood A-listers Saif Ali Khan, Dimple Kapadia and Mohammad Zeeshan Ayub, started streaming recently. The United States could face a heightened threat of domestic extremist violence for weeks from people angry at Donald Trump's election defeat and inspired by the deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol, the Department of Homeland Security warned on Wednesday. The advisory, which said there was no specific and credible threat at this time, comes as Washington remains on high alert after hundreds of Trump supporters charged into the Capitol on January 6, as Congress was formally certifying President Joe Biden's election victory. 5 died in the violence. Information suggests that some ideologically motivated violent extremists with objections to the exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence, the department said in a national terrorism advisory. Biden's inauguration last week occurred under heavy security, with more than 20,000 National Guard troops on duty. Officials have said about 5,000 troops will remain in Washington for the next few weeks, when Trump will face his second impeachment trial in the Senate on a charge of inciting insurrection. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.